A draft of the 2016 to 2017 Stearns County Child Care Plan is completed. Human Services Supervisor for Gateway Services in Stearns County, Kareem Bjork, and Planning Coordinator for Human Services, Peggy Sammons, talk about the drafting process and details for next year's plan.
So every 2 years, DHS sends us, DHS meaning the Department of Human Services, sends us this plan for us to complete. What they're doing is we get funded through federal and state methods, but we administer it at the county. But then those people who give us our funding have an interest in how we're running our program, basically, to make sure we're complying with the law. Some of the things that they put in the plan, they're required by us, but they just want to know how we're administering it. And some of the things they give us an option of, in the case of those that are optional, we then have to let them know. We have to have it recorded for the public and for the state to show what our optional aspects that we have chosen to implement are.
Bjork discusses what is covered under the plan and how this coverage can help families.
Schooling and employment and looking for work actually are three different things that can be covered under the Child Care Assistance Program. Schooling is one of those areas where it is optional. Some portions are optional for counties to cover schooling or not. For example, not every county covers four-year degrees. Stearns County does. We actually support all levels of education as long as you're meeting your requirements of the school. And you have we're reasonably certain you would have a job, you know, after taking that course of study. Then we do approve up to a bachelor level of education. For families to go to work, we cover all the hours of work plus some travel time. And we do require that families pay a copayment based on their income.
Sammons talks about where the public can find information and how they have the opportunity to comment on the drafted plan.
So we post our press release online on our website, which is probably where you saw it, and we are able to track how many people have at least opened that page. As of the 26th of August, I know that 185 people have at least looked at the title and know that there was the opportunity to comment. And it also gets posted on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Stearns County has about 1,500 likes on Facebook and about 2,000 followers on Twitter. So we do know that, you know, probably at least about 10% of those numbers at least saw it on the feed.
I think the majority of our comments typically end up when we're presenting it to our task forces and our boards that we were on, then they would typically give us feedback and comments.
I'm Christine Getke reporting for KVSC News.